Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we come to John chapter 1, verses 40 through 46. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Well, come and see," said Philip. The hometown of Jesus was an obscure village in the northern part of Israel called Galilee. The region was known for breeding political revolutionaries who did not take the Jewish religion all that seriously. One Pharisee, after serving in Galilee for 18 years, said, "Galilee, Galilee, you hate the law." Jewish literature also portrays Galileans as culturally backwards, the butt of ethnic jokes. Nathanael was skeptical about anyone coming from this area of the country. However, Jesus changed Nathanael's mind by revealing to him what only God could know. His prejudice was purged when he met the Lord, and by the end of their first conversation, Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Let me ask you a question. What is your perceived notion about Jesus? Do you see him as a great leader whose example you desire to follow? Do you see him as a great teacher whose words inspire you? Do you see him as a miracle worker who can fix all your problems? Or like Nathanael, are you just a little skeptical? All our notions about Jesus must be shelved until this becomes clear and primary in our hearts and minds. Jesus, all of our notions about Jesus will be put aside when this becomes clear in our hearts and minds. Jesus, you are the Son of God. Jesus, you are the King of my heart. Father, break down my selfish and desires and preconceived opinions about Jesus until I can proclaim with clarity, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. In his name I pray. Amen.